We're past the 4th of July already. It was a week ago. Summer's well along. We can feel the hot air from the exhaust. There's still plenty of time, weeks of them, to grab a good book and settle into a beach blanket or the shade of a sturdy tree. We're visiting weekly with independent bookstores for a segment we call Summer Reads. And this week we check in with two bookstores at the same time. Sheila Burns is the co-owner of Bloomsbury Books in Ashland. Thanks for coming back to the program.
Oh, thank you for having me.
And welcome to the new studio. And Eileen Bobeck is with us for the first time as the author, co-owner rather, of Rebel Heart Books in Jacksonville. Thank you for joining us today.
Thanks for having me.
So let's talk about you first, Eileen, because the store is just a year old as of yesterday, is that right?
As of yesterday. Mm-hmm. 1 year anniversary yesterday, so it's been a great year.
So talk about the decision to start a bookstore in a time in history when there's an impression that independent bookstores can't make it, which Sheila proves wrong all the time.
She proves it wrong better than anybody. I'm actually a former emergency medicine physician, and this has actually been a long dream of mine to do something like this. And I've really moved to the Rogue Valley almost about 17 years ago and wanted to do it in Jacksonville. I fell in love with Jacksonville when we first moved here, but we don't actually live in Jacksonville, just waiting for the right building to pop up. And the universe opened a window, and it did. And I actually think right now, you know, people always say that when they come into the store, like they wish me luck, and they say it's really brave of you to actually open a bookstore right now. But actually, independent bookstores are having a bit of a resurgence, I think partially because, big box bookstores are really folding.
Right.
And then it really becomes Amazon or independent bookstores.
So if you want to have a face behind the counter who can give you some advice, you're going to go to the independent bookstore.
Yeah, exactly.
Speaking of which, why don't we start with you? Why don't you give us your first thing on your list of summer reads?
Well, this is one that's probably, I have four kids. Uh-huh. And so one of the constant discussions we have is social media and cell phones.
Uh-huh.
So this book, they're probably going to be irritated with me for even talking about it, but it's called 10 Arguments for Deleting Your Social Media Accounts Right Now.
10 Arguments
by Jaron Lanier. And it's actually, it's nice as a summary too, because it's very short. He literally gives 10, he still is a computer scientist, and he actually was one of the visionary people who created virtual reality. He's considered one of the founding fathers of virtual reality. So he's actually very heavily involved in technology, but he basically thinks all the social media is really, he has 10 arguments for it, and they're actually very incisive, but just basically one of them is like social media hates your soul. And it's really, you can't really argue with that in a lot of ways. So, I have this discussion with my kids all the time because I grew up at a completely different time than they did. And they don't actually have, in a lot of ways, I feel bad for kids today that they're constantly being pulled at. They have no way to kind of really turn off. They have no way to really, there's a lot of data to really support the fact that social media or a lot of that involvement really decreases capacity for empathy. And I think, all you have to do is really look at the news of the world today and really see the effect of constantly being plugged in. So it was a great, incisive read. Even if you don't, agree. People even on Facebook now will say, yeah, we knew we were doing this. We knew that we were doing this to people, these little dopamine hits and that are really, and they've unplugged too, to some degree. So even if you're not going to completely unplug, I think it's a great little book to really make you think about maybe you should at least to some degree.
Wow, 10 arguments for deleting your social media accounts right now. Eileen Bobeck is the co-owner of Rebel Heart Books in Jacksonville. Sheila Burns, the co-owner of Bloomsbury Books in Ashland. What's at the top of your summer list?
Well, for summer, I love reading mysteries, and they hold your attention, and they're light enough, and they're perfect airplane reads. And one of my customers actually insisted I read this book called Magpie Murders. It's by Anthony Horowitz. And it is so suspenseful, and it is a murder wrapped in a murder mystery novel, and it's like a Russian doll. You just keep
opening.
Yeah. It is just a fictional coup. It is so good, and it's such a good fast read, and you'll be delighted by it. And the other mystery is by a woman named Ruth Ware, who's had bestsellers. And I picked them up before, and I haven't been that interested. But I read this one, The Death of Mrs. Westover. And it's perfect light summer reading. It's a great mystery. It's so atmospheric. It's set in Brighton in England, and there's a young girl, and there's Tarot. She's a Tarot reader, though she doesn't believe
it. Brighton is itself a beach town.
But it is a beach town, and there's a horrible old woman who's died, and all of a sudden, through a coincidence of names, this young girl who's so desperate for money can get a huge inheritance if she plays along with this plot. And it's masterfully done. It's a great one. I don't know if you're going to remember the plot in 2 years, but you're going to love it while you read it.
All right, so Magpie Murders and the Death of Miss Westover.
Yes.
At the top of your mystery. Now, how about a non-mystery from you?
Okay, there's one coming in 2 weeks, and I was really blown away by this. It's called Where the Crawdads Sing. It's released August 8th, so it qualifies as summer reading. Mm-hmm. And it is by a woman. Delia Owens is she's a naturalist, and she's won prizes for her writing. This time she's got a novel. It's a murder mystery, but about a young girl who grows up in the Outer Banks of North Carolina. And I want to go to the Outer Banks. Unfortunately, it's set in the 50s and 60s, so it is another world. She's called the Marsh Girl. Her parents desert her. The town doesn't take care of her. And she just grows up with nature, and she learns these lessons. So it's a coming-of-age story. It's a murder mystery. But most of all, it is this beautiful ode to nature. It reminded me of reading Barbara Kingsolver for the first time.
That's
an exciting one. I'm really, really pushing this one because I think so many people will love it.
Eileen Bobeck from Rebel Heart Books. What's at the top of your fiction list? We got a nonfiction from you the first time.
I have several, but one that we actually have a very thriving romance community in Jacksonville, and we have actually a romance book club and run by local romance authors who are incredibly well-published on Megan Green and Macy Yates, and it has been a great experience. So one of the books that's really big right now is called The Kiss Quotient by Helen Hong, and she actually wrote this book. It's about a 30-year-old woman with Asperger's who basically hires a paid escort to actually teach her about dating and sex and romance, and the woman who wrote it at the time was actually undergoing a diagnosis for autism spectrum disorder.
Really?
Yeah.
Herself.
And so it's actually, it's really compelling. It's a great read for the summertime. As book club, just there's really no better prism to deal with so many different things than just a love and relationships. So it's a really enjoyable, great read. We also have a thriving music community in Jacksonville. Obviously, we have the Brit Festival
sure.
there.
Mm-hmm.
There's a whole series called 33 and a Third. I don't know how many people know about it, but there's about 131 of these books. They're small books, maybe about 100 pages, and they really look at a particular album, and they're written by multiple different people. This one, the one that I read recently, was Let It Be by Colin Molloy, who is actually the frontman for the group The Decemberists,
mm-hmm.
and it's about Let It Be is one of the Replacements albums, and the Replacements is a group that I used to listen to.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'm a kid
Paul
of the...
Paul Westerberg?
Yes,
okay,
exactly.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
So I'm a kid of the 80s. Actually, another great music biography, because I read that actually before this, was Trouble Boys, which is about the Replacements. It's a great biography. So it's a wonderful series for people who really love music and love deep dives into albums. They're all very different, but it's highly recommended. Great series.
I think I'm turning Paul Westerberg's Love Untold into our theme music. It's just that good a song.
That's right.
Let's turn back to Sheila Burns from Bloomsbury. How about a nonfiction book from you?
I've got one in paperback, which mm-hmm. is great. And it's A Stranger in the Woods. It's by Michael Finkel. And it's about a young man who parks his car and walks into the forest of Maine and stays there for 30 years, making his way by, he robs some summer cabins and foraging. And basically, he doesn't speak to anybody. He's totally a recluse for 30 years. So it reads like a John Krakauer. I mean, this is a reporter who's done this story, who's just fascinated, but it goes into, it's not just the man, it's people who are solitaries, recluses, hermits throughout the ages. I mean, people who used to wall themselves up, and I forget the word for it, but there's a little place in the church where they would wall themselves up, and they would stay there for life with just a grill to pass food. I mean, what makes people do that? And they're modern people, too, mm-hmm. who stop speaking, who stop interacting. It goes to the causes. It goes to his story. It goes to people looking at it. It goes to his family, what caused it. And it's not clinical. It's almost like an adventure story with all this detail that I found absolutely fascinating.
And that's called A Stranger in the Woods.
Stranger in the Woods.
Wow, that's amazing. I wanted to come back to Eileen to talk about, you mentioned one of your book clubs, and I noticed on the Rebel Heart website you have quite a few collectives here. Visibly Lit, the graphic novel book club, was this a drink and draw social club? Well, yeah. But you've tried to put out quite a welcome mat for people, haven't
well,
you?
Well, yeah, I mean, because we're really trying to be a community space. And, you know, bookstores, you know, it's interesting. So as an emergency doctor, I mean, I really felt like more than anything, I was there to listen to people's stories. And I'm still doing that just in a totally different way. And so having all these book clubs for communities that are actually there, they're just looking for a space to be in, has been really wonderful. I mean, Visibly Lit, that's a graphic novel book club that is run actually by Jeff Johnson, who is this incredible graphic artist, and he's actually the husband of Megan Crane, and that's how I got you. So you end up sort of 6 degrees of separation, you just end up getting hooked up with people. And so my brothers are huge readers of graphic novels. They've gone to Comic-Con every year, and I wasn't allowed to touch their comics when I was growing up.
That's like,
don't bend the pages, for God's sake. And so they, and now I'm reading them and really enjoying it. We've read some incredible graphic novels, and so I've really, and that's actually one of them is on my list that we haven't read, but actually that, I mean, it's a great way to tell a story, because I think a lot of times even parents are like, oh, you got to read something other than a comic book. Comic books are incredibly valuable and are really, great pieces of literature. I mean,
they're not like when we were kids.
No,
and, yeah, and
they're
you know,
really
sell
not.
Grit or you know
no.
get yourself to be 97-pound weaklings.
No,
and
these are incredible pieces of art and literature that people should. And then summertime is a good time to actually get outside your reading boundaries and try something totally different.
So what would you recommend in the graphic novel genre?
Well, one that I actually read recently is called The Influencing Machine by Brooke Gladstone. Mm-hmm. And she actually, this was actually released in 2011. And it's about basically two millennia of history about the media, basically, and its influence on society. So the Influencing Machine term comes from, it's a reference to schizophrenia, the idea that there's this machine outside of a person that's affecting what they do. And this is really kind of pushing back against that the media really is more of a mirror, and it's sometimes a distorted mirror of actually who we are as a society. And so it's very, so even though it was published in 2011, it is very relevant to today's time. And I actually had my oldest son read it, because he's actually going to college in the fall to study political history, political science and history, and he thought it was great. So if an 18-year-old young man thinks it's the same book as his mother is reading is great, is good.
That is that's The Influencing Machine by Brooke Gladstone.
Brooke Gladstone and illustrated by Josh Neufeld.
Okay, Sheila Burns, about a minute left here. Something off the wall maybe that people didn't think about that came across your desk at Bloomsbury Books, and you said, oh, wow, what is this? And are recommending it to people.
Yes, there's a book called Good Morning Midnight, which I don't know why I didn't order in hardcover. And Becky, who was one of the booksellers, recommended it. Everything is an apocalyptical novel now. There are so many of them. You turn on TV, that's what's going on. You read novels. And it is, too. It's post-apocalyptical. It's about a spaceship that is going to Jupiter. And there's no Earth when they get back, as they know it. But it is so beautiful. The descriptions of Jupiter, the memories, the sense of loss, the identity, what love is. Good Morning Midnight. I would pick that up. It's a slim paperback, and it's beautiful.
Okay, great list of titles here. Good Morning Midnight, A Stranger in the Woods, 33 and a Third, Kiss Quotient, Where the Crawdads Sing, The Death of Miss Westover, Magpie Murders, and 10 Arguments for Deleting Your Social Media Accounts Right Now. Did I mention The Influencing Machine once again?
Oh, no, you should mention that once again.
That is possible. All right, thanks so much for a wonderful list of ideas for things to read this summer. Sheila Burns is the co-owner of Bloomsbury Books in Ashland. Eileen Bobeck, the co-owner of Rebel Heart in Jacksonville. Thank you both for joining us today on The Exchange for Summer Reads.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.